Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another installment of the GA3K podcast, featuring special guest Rhianna Bates returning to the studio for the third time for episode 3.
Sorry, we couldn't get a better guest.
So, what do you mean we?
I mean you.
You're just a guest in this podcast. Thanks for making it down to the studio.
Yeah. Anytime. Mm-hmm.
So what's new in your life?
Oh no. Well, tonight, I was actually invited to the studio early for some snacks, and which I treated J3K to.
She was here early in the studio for snacks that she brought.
Yeah, I brought the snacks, and I ate the snacks as well.
Yeah, we tried out a new restaurant in Columbus, which doesn't really have a name.
It was actually just an Uber Eats, like, factory.
Yeah. I guess if you want to open a restaurant in 2020, you just find some shitty warehouse in a bad neighborhood and only do delivery. Because it's 2020. Why do you need a storefront?
So today, we're here.
Because I use my Roomba. I have a Roomba. I've had a Roomba since, I think, Christmas 2010. So Rhianna wants to get on to talking about the movie.
No.
But anyway, for Christmas in 2010, I wanted a Roomba, and I got it. And it's been at my parents' house until this weekend when they brought it up.
It still has the same 2010 dust in it.
Yeah, actually. I had to clean out some dust to use it. But it did a much better job vacuuming than I do, which surprised me because I felt like I was pretty good at vacuuming. But
yeah, we went on a fun badminton extravaganza or whatever and left the Roomba at home. And we got home. Yeah, this is actually the home, not the studio in this scenario.
You're breaking the fourth wall. You're ruining the illusion.
Yeah, maybe you should do this podcast.
We need guests.
Okay. So when we got back, it looked like the place was totally vacuumed and the Roomba was parked right by its charger, ready to be charged.
But we had a subject of discussion. We were going to discuss Total Recall, which we just watched together.
The original movie.
Are there remakes?
Yeah, there's a remake, but it was worse.
Unsurprising. Did it have Arnold Schwarzenegger in the remake?
No, he was busy governing, actually.
Oh, yeah. I hear California is pretty great thanks to his tireless efforts.
Someone's got to beat up the bad guys.
Yeah. So you've seen Total Recall many times with your dad growing up, right?
A couple of times.
This is my first time.
Yeah, I first watched it when I was young, like elementary school or middle school or something. Mm-hmm. It's quite violent, actually.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like the kind of movie I would have watched in elementary school with my parents. That's how I've ended up, this sheltered, afraid of my shadow person.
Yeah, a comment I made just in general about the movie was that they don't really make, like, violent scenes like they used to when this movie was made in 1990, I feel like.
Yeah, like the scenes of hand-to-hand combat, like, they're obviously like staged scenes and sort of comic, but they seem a lot more real than the hand-to-hand combat you see in, like, modern movies. And the camera's, like, steady. And they kind of last for, like, a few more moves than I would expect, too.
Yeah, and you can really see the blood, like, shooting out. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. They don't make movies like they used to. Yeah, it's from 1990. There was a scene with, like, a pill in the middle of the movie. And it's like, take this pill to, like, wake up from this illusion. And I was like, wow, they ripped off The Matrix. And The Matrix actually came out 9 years later. Just think, so when The Matrix came out, they thought about Total Recall the same way we think about
The Matrix?
Avengers 1? I don't know. No, not The Matrix. That's 21 years ago. We're old now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Remember when The Matrix was new and fresh? I watched The Matrix with my dad growing up. Only the first one.
But we could also be strapped in a chair somewhere and young, right?
Yeah, this is probably all an illusion. That was my primary takeaway from Total Recall.
Sorry, so those of you who don't know the story, it's about this man who, tries to do this, like, VR experience.
Yeah, so he's, like, sort of disaffected with life. He sees an ad for, it's called Total Recall in the movie, yeah. And it, like, will implant memories, which is sort of an interesting way to frame it, because, like, does that, like, normally I form memories by having a subjective experience of going through time and seeing things one by one, and then later I can look back and have a memory. So in this Total Recall universe, is it, do they just implant the memory directly, or do you have this hallucination where you experience it, and then you remember your hallucination like it was real, or is it just the memory itself? They don't really.
Yeah, clarify. I think you're, like, strapped in a chair for, like, some amount of time, but in that amount of time, you, like, experience 2 weeks worth of memories.
You experience the memories? Or, I think. I guess. Well, you. As a movie, it has to be experienced, but.
Yeah, you feel like you are there. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, like, it should be seamless. Like, you shouldn't really think that you had some sort of, like, Recall is the company that provides these memories. I think it's, like, supposed to be, like, integrated into your life to feel like you actually went on some sort of vacation, and maybe they, like, try to wrap up the ends of it to make it seem like you actually went to this place after going to the Recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in this movie, he wants to go to Mars and be a secret agent. And then, lo and behold, he wakes up from being recalled and is a secret agent.
Spoilers,
yeah. And then he goes off and does secret agent things on Mars. And then the movie ends on some sort of an ambiguous note where he's like, oh, these are major spoilers now, I suppose. But, I'll put a spoiler tag up, I guess, when I post this.
Show notes.
Well, maybe we should just say some false things about Total Recall to preserve the suspense. But yeah, anyway, ends on this ambiguous note about, like, was it all a dream, or was he really a secret agent that had his real identity kind of reinserted by the experience of going to the Recall place? I think it's pretty clear that it was all a dream.
Because at the end, he was like, I just had a weird thought that this was all a dream, and then that's when that movie ends, after he, like, kisses the girl or whatever, and everything works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was 2 weeks, supposedly, right? He had been there.
His experience in the movie took 2 weeks?
Like, his experience from going to Recall, and then at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it was probably about 2 weeks, yeah. Travel to Mars and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really great things in the movie. I guess we shouldn't have just summarized the plot. We should talk about our favorite ones. I really liked the taxi scene. There's, like, this robot assistance taxi, and I feel like they really captured the modern experience of interacting with a voice assistant. It's just, like, clearly trying to be helpful, can't really understand anything. The other day I was talking to our Google Home, and so it was playing music, and I was done with music, so I said, I said the phrase that wakes it up, and then said thanks. Because, like, you know, when you're talking to a human, you're like, thanks, you know, it's a way to say that you're done, you've got what you wanted. And it just said in the most self-assured voice, you're welcome, and kept playing the music. It was really funny, I thought.
Yeah, Jake always assigns some sort of tone or some sort of energy to the Google Home.
No, it really does. It has different emotional valences to the things it says. It's always being sassy to you, Rihanna, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm always asking it, like, what the nutrition quality is of whatever food we're eating, because that's when I talk to the Google Home the most.
And yeah, because I'm like just eating away.
And I'm like asking, like, what is the nutrition of Nigella seeds? And then at the end of whatever it's saying, it's like, okay, or something, or I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so all the foods we ask about, it always says, like, oh, they're so great, they're so healthy. And I was like, I bet it just says that about everything. So I asked about Doritos, but it told us we should definitely not eat Doritos.
They're not, like, fit for consumption, right?
Yeah, I forget. It always says what source it's pulling from. So it's like the source blank says it recommends you never eat Doritos. They're not...
Under no circumstances.
Yeah, under no circumstances should you eat a Dorito. And I really want some Doritos and or Cheez-Its. I haven't had, like, a snack food in a while.
Well, mustard seeds, we learned, are actually really good. They've got every nutrient possible.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should grow some mustard. I mean, so we only eat mustard seed. What is the mustard?
I think you grind up the seed.
Oh, yeah, to get...
the mustard.
The condiment.
Yeah, the condiment comes out. It just kind of oozes out of the seeds. If you squeeze really hard, it'll just kind of, like, pop open.
Yeah. I guess we have them now. We could make our own mustard.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So anyways, another thing about the movie.
Oh, yeah. This is a review of Total Recall for those who are just tuning in.
Yeah.
We should set it up so there's a live show. Like, is
there
a Twitch?
Let me reintroduce my guest.
Yeah, Twitch, but for audio? Does that exist? Just the radio?
I don't think the listeners can reply.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why I'm asking a question. I guess it's because I'm asking it to you, my
guest.
If
you have an answer, then call in. Call in!
Yeah, I guess we could just be on Twitch and, like, I get some camera equipment, or just we use the webcam because.
Yeah, once we get the technology.
Yeah. I just have plenty of my mic probably thinking of that. All right, but you're going to talk about a scene. Hey, no asthma in the studio. You can invite me on your asthma show, then we can do some asthma.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you were going to talk about a scene in the movie, or a thing.
A lot of. Like, about this movie that I really like is the way they envision the future. I guess with the self-driving car and, like, the taxi driver who, like, tries to be helpful, but it's, like, obviously, like, doesn't really fully understand what humans are trying to get at and stuff. But, like, Mars is kind of, like, Earth, but worse. And it's just, like, a bunch of brothels and, like, construction and factories and stuff, right?
Yeah, like, in the beginning, Arnold Schwarzenegger is talking about how he, like, feels kind of disaffected in life, he wanted more out of life, and then I kind of pictured him as being some kind of, like, I don't know, like, low-level lawyer who wasn't doing very well in the firm, or some kind of, like, clerical thing, but then the next scene is him, like, hammering away, he has got this jackhammer, and, like...
Oh, yeah, his biceps are, like, pulsating.
Yeah, it's the only scene where you get to see his biceps, I think, so, a notable scene.
There are other scenes.
Huh? I should have paid more attention.
The first scene.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Do you think that he found, like, meaning, like, he wanted more in life, so he got to, like, kill all these people and get the girl in the end? Do you think that was enough?
I feel like it's the ultimate escape from meaning. Like, maybe he wasn't fulfilled jackhammering, but I guess he was probably doing something useful, some kind of construction or moving of things, but, like, he just, like, escapes into this virtual reality world and just pushes bits around, and I don't know, it's very, like, prescient, right? Because I feel like a lot of people in the modern era, I feel, like, disaffected, or, like, what they're doing is unimportant, or they're, like, just some cog in a machine, but then, like, I feel like most of the ways they try to escape are just, like, various forms of entertainment or virtual reality. Not quite as realistic forms as the one in the movie, but...
They don't get to, like, make something? Is that what people want?
I don't know what people want. I don't know what I want. But I do know the idea of just being in VR to get my fulfillment is disturbing.
I really liked the alien aspect of the movie. I don't know. I really like Aliens, I think.
Well, like the artifact they found
in the mountain. Yeah, there's like this artifact, like some ancient alien technology to put some sort of atmosphere on Mars, and all they have to do is press a button and it releases like all this gas. Somehow the aliens like trapped the gas, but like how did they do that, and why would they like make it so easy for other people, and like where did the aliens go after they made all that?
That was very confusing, because like what is the idea, like did they have this machine and then just die out for other reasons, but the machine is still there? Or did they just like make the machine and then never run it? Maybe like they had a civilization like the civilization depicted in the movie, and they made the machine to make the oxygen and then chose not to because they wanted to like sell the oxygen a la carte to their citizens. Because like in this human civilization on Mars, they don't want to run the machine because the guy, I guess, wants to have control over the oxygen to control the society.
Yeah, well, you would think that there would be some sort of like evidence of like a struggle, like a power struggle in the aliens, you know. But like the only thing we know about the aliens is that they had like four fingers to make this like alien hand shaped button.
Yeah, it could have been their foot. They could have had four toed feet.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like chickens.
But where were the aliens? Do you think they were watching?
They said the device was 1 million years old, so I imagine the aliens were just dead by the time the movie takes place.
All it took was, like, something to press that button, you know? Like, in 1 million years.
Yeah, it seems like the conclusion we should take away from it is that he was definitely dreaming, because nothing in the movie made any sense.
Yeah. So, it had to be a dream, because, like, otherwise, like, things would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the movie's kind of, like, kooky in a lot of ways, but, like, not so kooky that it couldn't have just been, like, the intention. Like, I don't know, the plot hole, like, so what happened to the aliens? Like, that could just be a normal movie plot hole. But I don't know, I lean towards it all being made up. But I guess that doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to ask what happened to the aliens in this made-up delusion.
Do you think that, like, those aliens were, like, humans before these humans or something?
Oh, so, like, somehow the Martians got to Earth, but the Martians on Mars died out, but...
Well, the alien hand-shaped button was, like, similar to, the, like, some guy who was, like, seemed to be helpful, and then later turned out that he was working for the enemy. He was, like, a mutant. I think the mutants were, like, exposed to some sort of chemical or something on Mars.
I thought it was the radiation.
Oh, yeah,
the radiation. The cheap glass, it wasn't blocking it.
Yeah, the radiation. But his hand that was, like, mutated looked like, it kind of looked like the alien hand. It just reminded me of it. Because it was, like, four-fingered.
Oh, so, like, the Martians came from Earth and then got horribly mutated because of the radiation or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe, like, the early humans. It was, like, 1 million years old, but they didn't, like, say... Obviously, everything was, like, made in the 90s fashion because that's what they had. But, like, what if Earth was so old and then... And then humans, like, came from Earth to, like, settle in Mars, but... and they tried to make some sort of technology to, like, activate, like, some sort of oxygen tank or whatever in, like, this glacier underneath Mars' core. And then somehow they all died from radiation before they could finish it. And then, like, another batch of humans, like, came from Earth to recolonize Mars.
Yeah, I guess that would explain why they needed oxygen, because presumably if the Martians evolved on Mars, they would be adapted to the atmosphere that they were on. Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, that's an interesting thing to think about, like, as a thought experiment, if there were, like, intelligent civilizations on Earth, like, on the order of millions of years before humans, like, would we notice? Like, would they have left signs that we would have been able to see 1 million years later?
The dinos?
Yeah, yeah. What if the dinos had phones? I guess we would see the phones by their bones.
Yeah, no one would ever die without their phone right there. Scroll until death.
Twitter says a meteor. For the viewers who can't view, because they're just listening, but I think it's still recording. Yeah, yeah, it's still recording. Nice.
Yeah, we don't have our techie
in-house.
Yeah,
I have to mess with the computer myself. Yeah, I'd hate to lose this episode, because actually there's a lost episode of the JA3 podcast, episode 3. Yeah, so Rihanna and I, it was a walk and talk episode. We, like, we were holding our mics and walking around. But I forgot that I have this, like, cable. If you just plug a mic into your phone aux, your phone's, like, super dumb and thinks it's an audio out. But if you get some splitter, you can get it to work. But I forgot to, like, plug the splitter in. So I tested it, but in the apartment with, like, one stride, I was like, oh, it sounds like it's playing back fine. But really, it was just, like, the mic. And then when we, like, so we walked around with the mics in our hand, but really the phone was picking up the audio, and the audio was just horrible. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, yeah. We just, like, talked about what we saw, and we saw so many cool things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine it.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine the fun.
Yeah, yeah. Much funner than this one.
Are there any other themes that you thought were interesting from the movie?
I thought it was really prescient. Like, the movie just seems like the present day, kind of. It's like, we have the same kind of infrastructure as we had 30 years ago, but we have more screens. Well, I guess they pictured themselves living in an apartment that was, like, directly connected to the subway on Earth. I wonder if there's any structures like that in New York, like half apartment building, half subway terminal.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of subways and apartments in New York, so probably there's at least one building that's both at the same time. The car designs were interesting. They're very angular, but maybe that's just what cars looked like in the 90s.
Yeah. And also, the movie doesn't really take into account, like, all of these people. Like, I feel like in the future, there'll probably be more things to, like, prevent so many people clustered together and stuff. I don't know. Just in my head.
Mm. So you don't think we'll be as, like, centralized? Like, it seems like, to me, if anything, as time progresses, it seems like we cluster more in cities. Like, the percentage of people in America that live in, like, the biggest four cities is, I think, increasing.
Yeah, but do you think, like because of, like, pandemics and stuff, like, do you think that's gonna change how people live?
I mean, it's probably changed this year to some extent. It seems like no one was living in San Francisco anymore. Sorry for my listeners in San Francisco. I hear rent dropped, like, 40% or something ridiculous. I'm not sure. Maybe that's not quite true. But I don't know. I don't think that's, like... Oh, I don't think that'll be sustained. But I could be wrong. I guess maybe... It seems like people have been saying that remote work and video chats were going to replace office work for a long time. And it seems like no one wanted to replace them. But then this year, we all realized that we just could replace it with that, and it's, like, the same thing. But I don't know. I tend to think that cities will get bigger and we'll become more urban as a species as time passes. I guess we'll see. Maybe we should make a bet.
It's always with the bets.
Yeah. Just love gambling. Oh, what other interesting things in the movie?
Oh, I don't know why, but the main character, Schwarzenegger, he had to choose, like, which woman he wants, and they, like, went through all this list of, like, hair color and, like, size of breasts and stuff like that, and he, like, wanted an extra sleazy woman.
No, he didn't say an extra sleazy woman. There were just like three categories, and one was sleazy, and that's what he chose. What were the other two categories?
Aggressive.
Aggressive, oh yeah. And demure?
Something, yeah.
Yeah. There was no sleazy and then extra sleazy.
So do you think... Well, I think what the movie is trying to get at is like, he met this woman in Mars who happened to be a prostitute, and then when he is going to get his VR done at Recall, he chooses a woman who's like her because he, like, remembers her, and that's what he's attracted to or something. And that's, like, he always dreams of, like, some woman on Mars when he's in his life before going to Recall, which is actually his, like, fake life.
Oh, that's true. He did have that dream, that opening scene. I guess that is a clue that maybe it wasn't a dream. But counterpoint... To me, it seems like Quaid was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I really don't like that. There's a Quaid and a Quaido, or a Quaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, movies shouldn't do that. They should have very clear names like A, B, C, D. You're very easy. But anyway, Quaid just seems very confused the whole movie to me. He's always like, huh? What? Like, when he meets Quaido, like, the first thing he meets Quaido's handler, and he's like, are you Quaido? Like, he just seems like he doesn't know what's going on.
Well...
But I guess that's consistent with his memory just being wiped, yeah.
Yeah. It's also Schwarzenegger, so...
Yeah.
He usually just plays a big, burly guy who doesn't
know
much.
Yeah. He does a good job with this movie, though. It almost seems like he's, like, doesn't understand the plot. But I guess, like, that's, like, his character doesn't understand the plot. His character is just confused.
I mean, he might not understand the plot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Remember the opening scene when he's watching the news?
Yeah.
That's why he feels disaffected. He feels like there's this larger... drama of life that he's only a spectator to, and he just needs to stop spectating, you know, turn off the news and start hanging out with his beautiful wife and jackhammering.
Separate things.
Yeah, he's a professional jackhammerer, as far as I can tell. And he takes the chrome subway. Oh yeah, and the subway cars, they've got TV screens. But now, of course, everyone just brings their own TV screen to the subway. So I guess I didn't get that right. I think there are subways in the world that have TVs, though, right?
Probably.
I feel like I've seen scenes in anime where there's, like, the news playing in the subway car. We should watch an anime.
We just finished up watching One Punch Man, the second season, which was okay. But we need to have... new and better anime.
Yeah, maybe we should read the manga. It seems like there's a lot of One Punch Man manga. The second season of One Punch Man didn't seem as, like, beautiful and perfect as the first season.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you haven't seen the original Total Recall, you can watch it on Netflix.
Don't give Netflix a shout out. They're not sponsoring us.
Is Netflix listening?
Send me $50 and I'll mail you a DVD. That's the only way you can watch it. Yeah, it is on Netflix.
Was there anything you wanted to add about the movie?
No. I generally liked it. I would recommend it to my listeners.
How did he get the... Yeah, one last thing. Like, how did he get that disguise when he was entering the Mars, like, immigration...
Oh, yeah, there's like a huge time gap between him being on Earth and getting the suitcase and him, like, going to Mars. He must have got a disguise, booked a flight.
And the disguise was so good.
Yeah. But also so stupid, because why did he need the disguise to break down halfway through customs?
Yeah.
When the guy asked if he had fruits and veggies, just say no. Yeah.
And another thing about the Mars experience is that when like a human body is out in Mars and, like, exposed to the elements, their, like, heads kind of swell up and their eyes pop out.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
And it takes them a long time to die.
Yeah, you see it, in fact, the very opening scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his dream. So there's another point about maybe it being real, is that he really wants to go to Mars, right? He's, everyone around him says Saturn's better, or space cruises are nicer. But something about Mars fascinates him, and it seems like, I don't know, maybe that's because he really is this sleeper secret agent who has these repressed memories of Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing that we know in the beginning is that he has this dream about being on Mars, and that it's like him and his fake life.
Yeah. Commuting to the jackhammering field.
Yeah. And now he's a jackhammer on Mars.
You think so? You think that's his job post oxygenation?
Well, I'm sure after he killed the bad guy who was in charge of hoarding all the oxygen, I'm sure he became governor of Mars.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's... overall story arc is very compelling. The idea that, like, there's just, like, a total abundance, in this case, of oxygen, and then, like, if just, like, one person turned the valve, we'd all have all we need, but for some reason no one's turning the valve. I feel like people really want to believe things like that are true, but I don't know. It seems like the reason the world isn't nicer isn't because a few people are hoarding everything. But maybe. It seems like sort of a modern kind of conflict. But I guess the 90s were similar to 2020. It's only 30 years.
Yeah, I think that's all I have. I enjoyed the movie. I would recommend it. But it is kind of disturbing sometimes.
Yeah, when they go outside without their oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for stopping in for the third, secretly fourth podcast. I hope everyone has a good evening. Or a good work day, because this is, you're probably listening to this on your commute. Not that anyone commutes in 2020.
Okay, it's your commute from your bed to your bed to work.
Yeah. I have my sleep bed and my work bed. One day I'll get an office chair. Thanks.